Luke turned so he was facing the cam. Over the last 40 years, I have endeavored to build and manage the Jedi Order in accordance with our highest ideals. Cooperation, peace, freedom, decent treatment for all beings. Recently, in my absence, the Jedi were faced with a terrible choice. Disobey the Chief of State and risk having our very temple attacked, or answer cries for help from beings struggling to free themselves from slavery. They chose to overthrow Dala's government, and since that time, the Jedi, including my sister, Leia Organa Solo, who was once Chief of State herself, have been working closely with Acting Chief of State Wynn Dorvin and the Senate. Our goal is to completely transition the Jedi out of the government of the GA. After much deep thought and meditation on the subject, I have come to a decision. I have reached the conclusion that the Jedi can best serve the beings of this galaxy by becoming an order that is independent of any and all political ties, by going even further than removing ourselves from the direct act of governance. While we support the Galactic Alliance, we will no longer be an official branch of it. And to that end, the Jedi will be departing Coruscant as soon as the transition of power is complete. Perry Needmo had been right about the professionalism of his staff. There was a huge spike of surprise from them and from Needmo himself, but though there were several open jaws and wide eyes, no one uttered a sound. Needmo leaned forward slightly.
Luke, it's my understanding that the public never did think the coup's purpose was for the Jedi to gain power. Dala's policies were becoming increasingly harsh and militaristic, and it's safe to say that she won no friends by bringing in the Mandalorians to enforce those policies. Polls indicate that the populace is content with the Jedi's current level of participation. Are you sure this isn't an overreaction? It's possible that beings will feel the Jedi have abandoned them.
Not abandoned them, Luke emphasized. Abandon constrictions and restraints on our ability to help, as we are called. Once the Jedi are autonomous, our ability to help those truly in need will actually be increased, not decreased.
Can you give me an example?
A perfect one is the recent slave revolts, Luke said. Dala met those uprisings with force. The Jedi have gone to help with negotiations. My sister, Leia, for instance, has only recently returned from Clatooine. When the extremely peaceful Octusi were being ruthlessly suppressed, the Jedi stepped in to stop it.
Don't you think that makes you a vigilante organization?
Pressed Needmo.
Some would say without constraints, the Jedi would run amok.
Luke smiled gently. I think those who would say that are those who, like Dala, wanted the Jedi safely under their thumbs. The Order has been around for a long, long time. I think this new move is going to benefit everyone. Initial meetings with Wynn Dorvin and Senator Hayden Treen are progressing very well. The Senate will move to elect an interim Chief of State, and I think we all know who that's going to be.
If it's Wynn Dorvin, then certainly no one would ask for a more meticulous Chief of State, said Needmo. Though there was an incident not too long ago that showed a different side of the one-time Chief of Staff. Let's take a look.
The vidcams began to display the image now engraved upon the mind of every Coruscanti citizen, and probably the vast majority of citizens of the entire Galactic Alliance, of Wynn Dorvin racing up the steps of the temple. And with that segue, Luke Skywalker knew that all would be well.